In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A sower went out to sow his seed. The sower is Christ. The seed is the word of God. So Christ goes out to preach his word, and faith sprouts, grows, and bears abundant fruit in thoughts, words, and actions to the praise and glory of God himself. But there are obstacles to this growth. The devil waits for any opportunity to pluck the word of God from you. The rocks of trial and suffering hinder depth. The weeds of worldliness and the pursuit of riches choke faith. Still, Christ preaches his word. He will not stop, for he knows full well that the word is the power of God for the salvation of all who believe. So has Christ spoken this word to you only one time? Have you only heard the gospel once in your life? Of course not. So it is far too narrow to limit this parable only to what happens at conversion. But rather, this parable teaches you what happens every single time you hear the word of God preached. We should fear and love God, so that we do not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Preaching is not a lecture or a presentation or even a speech. Certainly it shares some similarities, but preaching is different. Preaching is the proclamation of Jesus Christ and the salvation that is found in him. Lectures, speeches, and presentations are not sacred, even if they are about the word of God. But preaching is sacred because the word of God is sacred. Preaching is the living and active word of Christ, which alone can save. These are not the words of a man or an individual who wrote years ago, but these are the words of God himself, your King and your Savior, who was made flesh to die in your place. Yes, these are the words of those who witnessed Christ, and he spoke those words at a historical time and place in history. But these words were recorded for your learning. Christ wanted to speak these words to you today. So preaching is sacred because this is the work of Christ himself. He stands to proclaim to you his gospel at this hour. These are not the thoughts and words of a man who has prepared from a biblical text, but these are the words of Christ himself. Preaching is sacred. And that is why the pastor should wear some form of vestments to cover himself up. For it, who cares what he thinks? These are the words of Christ. He speaks in the stead and by the command of Christ himself, so that you might know and you might believe. It is a holy and divine act, and so we give it our attention, because God himself is speaking. This is also why you demand that your pastor preach nothing else except the word of God to you. The opinions and philosophies of men have no place in this pulpit, regardless of how profound they may be. This is the word of Christ. That is also, by the way, why it is not wise to wander around while a pastor is preaching, or to have a pastor wander around. He is restricted by the word of God, even as this pulpit restricts him. He can do nothing else. God is speaking. We give him our attention. So God is talking to you right now. To hear the very words of God is to hear the voice of God. Hear this sermon as the word of God. For through God's word, he opens up your hearts to reveal to you the mysteries of his kingdom that are rooted in himself. It is the salvation that he won by his cross. It is through his words that the arid land becomes a bubbling spring, and instead of briar or thorn bush, the myrtle and the cypress grow. A lush garden stuffed with beauty. Your dead heart is made alive. Your living heart is watered. so that you bear abundant fruit to the praise and glory of him who created you. It is through the word that your eyes are opened, your mind is refocused, your actions are redirected. What you thought perhaps was good and right is now seen to be sinful and ungodly, regardless of what society says. And the suffering that you thought was perhaps evil and bad and a hindrance to your life is now seen to be good and godly and for your benefit. Your minds are redirected back to the words of God, so your lives might be in accordance with his commands. All of this is true because the word is sown in your heart, not simply one time in your life, but again and again as Christ preaches to you. The word of Jesus is constantly hidden. The words themselves are logical and understandable. Even the concepts and ideas are not that deep or difficult. But they're hidden because no one can believe unless the Holy Spirit gives him insight, knowledge, and wisdom. So from one and the same sermon, an individual may walk away bored, while another having discovered profound truths. One may have feelings of joy in God's salvation. Another may be ashamed of how he has lived and find comfort in the cross of Christ. Still another may have learned something new, while yet another may view this as nothing more than the ramblings of religion. Though I am the one who preaches, it is still God's word and shall accomplish that which he purposed and shall succeed in the thing for which he sent it. The Spirit works through the word, and faith receives these words, treasures them in the heart, holds them in the mind, embraces them with the emotions, because there is nothing as delightful to our hearts as Christ and his love. So what is impossible to see with the eyes of the body is revealed to the eyes of faith. Faith believes the sower is Christ, though it sees a man standing in a pulpit. Faith believes the seed is the word of God, though it hears the English language in its own proper grammatical order. Faith believes the devil is waiting to snatch this word from you the very moment that you step outside of this sanctuary, as you perhaps forget that you are children of God even as you live a secular life or live in the secular world. So how often have we forgotten? Like Martha, who was distracted by many things, we are often distracted by the weeds and the rocks, by the tribulations and trials in our lives, or by the successes and joys that we have enjoyed. We simply chalk it up to human nature. This is the way things are. There are good times and bad times. There are successes and failures. The roller coaster of life, the ups and downs, death and taxes, right? And yet faith responds, no, this is not normal. For you have eyes to see that death came because of sin, and sin has ruined this world. You have eyes to see that the animals are afraid of you because of sin, and they hunt one another because of sin. Do not accept the thought that this is simply how the world works and that we must pursue money and make our way in this world. For you have eyes to see and ears to hear that it is your God who bestows all good things on you. You have ears to hear of a Savior who came to fix this world and to turn the dry riverbeds into a bubbling stream and the deserts, whether you think they're beautiful or not, to turn those deserts into lush gardens and to have the lion lie down with the lamb. You have ears to hear of a God who died your death to destroy death and who washed you in a crimson flood so that you, your body, might be immortal. You see a Savior whose pierced side is a bubbling spring for the healing of the nations. You hear of the end of death, the end of life as we know it on this earth. the end of human laws, the end of taxes, the end of laborious work, the end of earning your way in this world, the end of pain and suffering and disease and heartbreak and war and bloodshed. How would you know any of this if God did not tell you in His Word? Would your own experience tell you that there is a resurrection of the body? Would your own feelings tell you that God is the one who has given you all that you have? Would your own mind tell you that every type of cancer is only temporary and easily cured by the forgiveness of sins? Would your own reason conclude that God's power is made perfect in your weakness? The word must be heard, the word must be proclaimed, for the word alone is the power of God's salvation. Knowledge is not faith, but we do well to hear and follow St. Peter's admonition and encouragement. He says, add to faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. So it is your Christian duty to continue to learn the word of God and to fine-tune your thoughts, to have more clarity, so that you might properly see the way the world is and the remedy for it. And yes, this involves work. Memorization is a good thing, especially of the scriptures, regardless of what age you are. Perhaps you might start with the Ten Commandments and the Creed. For we've all been these soils multiple times over. Perhaps even in the course of this sermon, we have been more than one type of this soil as our mind is distracted by what is coming on later today and how we need to prepare, or the troubles and difficulties, the work that needs to get done. And we are distracted like Martha, running about to and fro, forgetting that our God is speaking to us. Our bodies may be at rest, but our mind is frantic. We pull the weeds, only more grow. We dig out the rocks, only to find more. It takes work to listen to the word of God. It takes work to follow the logic, even as it takes work for me to prepare a sermon in an organized, clear, and hopefully logical way. So let us prepare ourselves for this sacred task of hearing the word of God. Christ is speaking to you. Throughout the week, pray for your pastor, that he might rightly meditate upon the word of God and be filled with the Holy Spirit so that what he proclaims to you is nothing but the truth of God's word. Pray also for yourselves and for one another, that the word of God would have its way with you, move you as he wills, and that you would do your best to treasure it in your heart and retain it, memorize it in your mind. As you would like to know a little bit about the teams that are playing before the match occurs, so it is wise to know a little bit about the readings of the day before they are preached to you. So prepare, read them, meditate on them. And yet understand that the soil does not make the seed grow. The power for life rests only in the seed, not in the soil. So also, your preparation doesn't make the word of God effective. The word alone is the power of God for your salvation. But faith prepares because it finds great joy in hearing the words of Christ. To faith, listening to God's word, meditating, having a daily devotion, preparing, memorizing. For faith, it is not a laborious task, but a joyful gift. Faith delights in the story. Faith wants to hear the details and to learn the nuances again and again. Faith holds fast to it, wants to learn and to remember and to discuss these things with anyone who will listen. I have not exhausted the full counsels of God in one sermon, but have briefly touched on preaching and listening to preaching. Christ has scattered his word yet again. So may this sermon, this word of God, take deep root in your heart, in your souls, in your mind. May you believe it, learn it, and know it. May you hold fast to it in an honest and good faith. and bear fruit with patience. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.